Jump right in.
Let's learn our Rebbe's Torah. Okay, the Ur Gedaliah be'inyan Sfiras HaOmer. He just has one piece. It's one piece, about 3 pages. And again, it's pretty fundamental Yesodos, but kedai to see it in the words of the Ur Gedaliah. B'sefer Derech Hashem mevi inyan Sfiras HaOmer b'kitzur. In the Sefer Derech Hashem, from the Ramchal, he brings the essence, the Yesod of Sfiras HaOmer. He explains it b'kitzur, and that is v'zel l'shono. K'mo sheyesh mem tes sh'arim shel bina u'kedusha, kein yesh mem tes sh'arim shel tuma. Just as we know, there are 49 madrigos of understanding, in a positive sense, of holiness. So too, there are 49 levels of tuma. Now the truth is, we usually think about 50 levels of tuma, and we think about 50 levels of kedusha. You have, for example, in Mitzrayim, we know Klal Yisrael fell down to level 49. They didn't fall to the Shar Hanun. And
sorry to interrupt. I'm just having trouble finding it in the Sefer.
Oh, which volume are you in?
Well, I think.
Right. So it's in the Vayikra B'Midbar Devarim volume on page 33. Sorry. That's okay. So in Mitzrayim, we fell down to the 49th level of Tumah. We didn't fall to the Shar Hanun. We know from the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, he writes in Shemos Perek Gimel that before Mashiach comes, we actually will fall to level Nun. Level Nun is explained in the writings of the Tzaddikim of Kamarna as being Kfira and Apikorsis, or just an outright rejection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we know from the end of Maseches Sota is one of the signs of the Ikvus of the Mashiach. So it could be we're holding by level 50 today. The same thing is true on the positive side, right? We talk about 50 levels of positive understanding, of holiness, 50 levels of connectivity. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, I think it's on Daf Chaf Aleph, that Moshe Rabbeinu had all of them minus one. And we've explained in the past from the Chiddush Arim and others that the 50th level is sort of the realization that no matter how much I know, level 50 is a feeling of minus one, a feeling that I can't really get there, which we'll try to understand as we learn about Sfiras HaOmer and its connection to Shavuos, which is day 50. Okay? So again, a deep idea. There are 49 levels of Bina and Kedusha. There are 49 levels of Tuma. And of course, Ezel Umazel Osel Elokim. As we've said a pasuk many times from the 7th parak of Koheles, right, it's always zel umazel. There's always this balance of power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to maintain in the world. Zel umazel, a positive energy versus a negative energy. Yetzer tovi yetzer hara, ze b'taharaso, ze b'tumaso, bebechinas mechulakos, kochos hatuma keneged kochos hakadusha. Okay, so there's this power struggle, so to speak, that's taking place in the higher realms. The gates of holiness, of understanding, versus the gates of Tumah. Okay? So, what happens over the course of the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer? Ukeshi Yisrael, hayu b'mitzrayim, hayu shakuim, umluchlachim, b'memtes sharei Tumah. In Mitzrayim, we know the Jews had descended, like we said, to the 49th level of impurity. V'hutzrichu l'tseis mehem, v'rotza kadosh baruch hu lahoti es Yisrael mehem, v'lachnia ha'memtes sharei Tumah b'hazraga. Ayidei sheheyir lahem keneged kol shar tuma as shar kedusha makbil b'chol yom v'yom shebein aleph de Pesach l'shvuos. Okay, let's explain. First of all, we said some of us when we learned some of the Divrei Torah from the Satmar Rebbe on the Haggadah. So, if you remember, the Satmar Rebbe pointed out while getting out of Mitzrayim took one moment when a Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim in a Yeshua Hashem Kerafayin in terms of. Leaving Mitzrayim takes a second, but as the Satmar Rebbe said, getting Mitzrayim out of you takes a lot longer. So just because we walked out of the gates of Mitzrayim doesn't mean that we were fully purified. And we went through this process of purification. So for 49 days, each day corresponding to one of the 49 levels of Tumah, the Jewish people had to crawl their way out, had to climb their way out. And the way that Hashem took us out from these Sha'ari Tumah, he says, is madrega by madrega, step by step. In other words, the way that Tzaddikim explain it, and again, Leil HaPes and the 49 days of Sfira, the Leil HaSeder is, the 49th level of Tum, we jump all the way out of Mitzrayim completely. but it's an unsustainable way to have a relationship with Hashem. You can't wake up one day and decide I'm going all in. I don't go from not opening my Gemara to saying, okay, I'm going to learn 10 blot a day. It doesn't work like that. It'll last for one day, maybe, right? But it's an unsustainable way for a person to grow. So Hashem gave us sort of this flash of Kedusha on the way out of Mitzrayim, this burst of energy, this absolute clarity for a moment, so to speak. But then there's this gradual process of actually climbing step by step each day, a corresponding level of Kedusha, corresponding to one of the levels of Tumah. And that's how we get out of Mitzrayim, piece by piece, step by step. Okay, let's look at footnote 2 for a second. He writes a very interesting idea. Mekor ha-dvarim b'zohar kadosh. The source of this idea is in the Zohar. He says, look in the Pri Tzadik from Rav Tzadok, Parshas B'Shalach. Al ha-dichsiv v'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Now, obviously, the Pashup Shad of chamushim means they left Mitzrayim armed. But chamushim is written in the Torah as chamishim, 50. What does that mean? Chamishim ksiv believe of. V'hainu shechamishim yitzios yatu b'nei Yisrael mi'eretz. There were 50 exits from Mitzrayim. I'm not talking about 50 different doorways to get out of Mitzrayim. I'm talking about 50 stages of exiting Mitzrayim. In fact, if you look in the writings of the Gra, if you look in the writings of the Megala Amukos, they each describe that there are actually 50 places where the Torah mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim. There are 50 mentions of getting out of Mitzrayim throughout the Torah, and each one corresponds to one of these gates. What is the 50th, so to speak, the highest mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which has the ability to get you out of the deepest Tumah, out of the 50th level of Tumah? What is, so to speak, the highest corresponding Kedusha? It's what we heard from Hashem directly at our Sinai. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzosicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Yibes Avadim, right? I am Hashem your God, Asher Hotzosicha, I took you out of Mitzrayim. Which is also really the answer to the Orach Chaim HaKadosh's question. What's the Orach Chaim HaKadosh's question in Shemos Parag Gimel? In Mitzrayim, we couldn't fall to level 50 because if we fall to level 50, we're not going to survive. Nus, what's the Kasha? The Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, before Mashiach comes, we're going to fall to level 50. So how are we going to survive? And the answer is, we have something that they didn't have in Mitzrayim, and that is the Torah. Once we stood at Har Sinai and heard Hashem declare, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God, who took you out of Mitzrayim, that point of connection to Torah, that those first words of Torah ever spoken from Hashem at Har Sinai, allows us to claw our way out of even the deepest tum in the world. Okay? So now, this idea is rooted in the Zohar, that Chamushim Alu B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Chamushim is Chamishim, Hainu Shechamishim Yetzios Yatu B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim. Kol yom vayom ad shabo l'shar chamishim, until we came to level 50. Okay. And that's what Shavuos is. Shavuos is day 50. But look at this. This is amazing. V'ayim b'tiferes Yisrael l'maharal perachav hei, where the Maharal explains, kasher yotum v'mitzrayim b'yom tesvav, v'konu madregasam, v'lo hayo lehem malas ha-seichel shi'a Torah, v'lekach miyad l'macharas hayo haschol al hagia madregas ha-Torah, Shu Secha Lagamri, V'chol Yom Kiruv Yoser Ad Yom Chamishim. In other words, the Maharal is explaining what we're saying here. We left Mitzrayim on the 15th of Nisan. We did not yet have the ability to receive Torah. We had not yet become a Kli, so to speak. And I'm going to emphasize that idea of becoming a Kli to receive Torah. Until we counted 50 days to Kabbalah Satorah. And then we had made ourselves ready to receive the Torah. Uvereishes dvar of kasav ulefichach, and the Maharal writes there. Therefore, tzarech hatsvira ad chamishim, ki oz bahu lamadrega satora, sheisechel nivdal. When you get to 50, now you've reached a level of seichel nivdal, which in the Maharal's language really, I guess, means abstract spirituality, the ability to elevate ourselves above physicality. In the writings of the Maharal, we know the number 7 represents, in nature, we know 7 represents the natural order of things. 8 represents lamala min ateva, something which transcends the natural order. 7 days in a week, 7 years in a Shemitah cycle, 7 cycles of 7 in a Yovel cycle. 7 represents the natural 7 notes in the musical scale. 7 represents a natural order. 8, Lamnatzeach al Hashminis, as David sometimes says, is messianic, is something that's beyond this world. So therefore, after counting 7 weeks of seven, we've refined physicality to the point that now, at the beginning of week 8, also known as the 50th day, we're makabel the Torah. Ki haTorah hi mishar hachamishim, shu nivdal min ha'adam. Because the Torah is what? The Torah is, so to speak, that plane of existence that transcends physical reality. So after 7 weeks of seven, we come to the 50th day, or said differently, the 8th week, and at the beginning of the 8th week, as the Maharal writes in many places, we begin to accept the Torah. And he writes here, Va'ayin lahalan b'parshas devarim, in the name of the Vilna Gaon, Degam shara chamishim yitziyahi, that the 50th level is also a way to get out of level 50, meaning you would think like after emerging 49, you enter into level 50. But like I told you, getting out of level 50 is also part of this. And again, that's why there are 50 mentions of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Torah, and each one corresponds to a different madrig. Very deep idea. Okay, let's go back to the main text. So good. So this is the avoda of the days between Sfiras HaOmer and Shavuos. V'tikun ze misorer mechadosh v'chol shana yedei Sfiras HaMemtes yamim laOmer mibein Pesach yom ha'yitzia ad Shavuos yom matan Torah. And every year, again, it's not a zecher, as the Ramchal made very famous this idea, we don't commemorate Jewish calendar dates. We re-experience. So these 49 days, we're re-experiencing what it means to get out of Mitzrayim and to make ourselves worthy of Kabbalah Satara. Shehu ha'aras shar ha'chamishim, which again is the illumination of the 50th gate, debina u'kedusha al Yisrael, ad kan dvar v'kadoshu me'irim. And this is, these are the words of the Ramchal. This is what we're striving to do, to get to level 50 of holiness, of understanding. Now, what day is Svira? Or let me say it differently. What day was Svira? So if you look at footnote number 3, you'll see something remarkable. The Magen Avram writes, in Simen Tav Tzadi Dalid, he writes the following question. Shehiksha. D'ha b'shana sheyotzu m'mitzrayim, chol yom matan Torah b'yom nun aleph l'svira. The question is as follows. When was Kabbalah Satara? What day of the week did we leave Mitzrayim? Let's keep it simple. What day of the week did we leave Mitzrayim? We left on a Thursday. And what day of the week were we makabel the Torah? Well, I don't know the day of the month. That's a whole discussion in the Gemara, right? But the Gemara says everyone agrees. The Gemara in Shabbos says everyone agrees that what? That Kabbalah Satorah took place on Shabbos, which means if you do the math, they were makabel the Torah on the 51st day of the Omer. It was day 51. Right? Now again, what does that mean? So was it Vav Sivan? Was it Zion Sivan? How does this play into us Jews in Chutz La'aretz who keep 2 days of Shavuos, right? And maybe the Torah was dafka given for Jews of Chutz La'aretz even more than the Jews of Eretz Yisrael, which is an amazing idea based on a piece from the Chassan Sofer, the grandson of the Chassam Sofer. But he quotes here, he says, "Uvasefer Chemed Moshe." If you look in the Chemed Moshe, he gives a beautiful answer. Yesh teretz na. He gives such a beautiful answer. Dekemo she'amad hachamal Yoshua, kein amad lemoshe Rabbeinu be'eis melchemes Amalek, v'nimtza she'yom nun aleph hu be'emes yom nun shara chamishim. It says a very deep idea. That when Moshe Rabbeinu went to fight against Amalek, the same way that Yoshua was able to stop the sun in order to continue his battle, so Moshe Rabbeinu stopped the sun to be able to continue his battle. In other words, there was no, so to speak, sunset that day. There was no break of that day. And therefore, it looks on a certain level like it was the 51st day since we left Mitzrayim. But since 2 days were sort of combined into one, it was actually the 50th day. Okay, there's a lot of deep things to say about that. But okay, let's go weiter. Okay, the point we're learning so far is that, again, there were 49 levels of Tumah and Mitzrayim, and Sfiras HaOmer is a way that we slowly climb out of those madrigos of Tumah. Okay, let's go weiter in the piece. Again, lots of amazing little tidbits to think about here. Hazman shel Sfiras HaOmer. This man that we call Sfiras HaOmer. And by the way, Chevre, this might be the most significant sphere of your life. because he writes here in footnote number 4 that the Ramban writes in Parshas Emor that the days between Pesach and Shavuos is like one long Chol HaMoed. So you've never had a Chol HaMoed like this before. This is the longest Chol HaMoed of your life, right? It's neither here nor there. So this is the ultimate Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer, the same way that you have, again, you have a Chol HaMoed from the first Yom Tov, the starting point, the beginning Yom Tov of Pesach and the end Yom Tov of Pesach. So you have a Chol HaMoed, something that's Chol HaMoed-like in terms of its sanctity. Again, obviously the Hilchos Chol HaMoed don't apply to us right now. But there's something Chol HaMoed-like about the days between the end of Pesach or the beginning of Sfira, right? And Shavuos. There's something of a Chol HaMoed nature. Hazman shel Sfira sa'omer hu kechol ha-mo'adim shu zecher li'yitzias Mitzrayim. She'ein ha-mo'adim rak zecher ba'alma l'masha haya. Again, whenever we commemorate something in the calendar, we're not just Jewish history is not something to be studied again as something of the past. It's something that we continue to relive. We are going through the process right now. Today is the 18th day of the Omer, which means we are experiencing some type of transformation on the level of soul, whether we think about it deeply or not. To free ourselves, to climb each of these fences, so to speak, each of these boundaries or borders that contain man, that stop us from being close to Hashem, ulachinu lekras chagashuas yom kabbalas haTorah, and to prepare us for that day of kabbalas haTorah. V'hador deya sheyatzim mitzrayim, he meichinu asaderach laseis mimemtas shari toma al yedei avodasam biyamim elu, and that original generation, the dor deya, that left Mitzrayim, they paved the way for us by teaching us how to emerge, again, to make ourselves worthy from becoming, from being slaves of Mitzrayim to being the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing at our Sinai, uv'siyua Rabba Moshe, through the assistance of course, their Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav HaShalom, Mora Darcham, right, they're the one who guided them on their path, Hechinu es Atzon lekras Yom Matan Torah Seinu, and again, every year we're going through this process once again. Okay. Now, Chava, part of the reason I wanted to do this piece, even though we're not going to see any major, major chidushim, but I wanted to be mechazek us in Limud Torah. I don't scream all the time. You know, there's some rabbis who, like, the only type of musar they know how to give is about learning more. And you need to learn more, you need to learn more, you need to learn more. And maybe it's a chisaron on me that I don't, you know, talk about it enough. But at the end of the day, and maybe I'm thinking about it because of the shiurim that we just started on Sunday and Tuesday night in the Maharal's Tiferes Yisrael. At the end of the day, the way that a Jew connects to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, more than any other way, is through study of Torah. And a shiva, so to speak, to be able to learn Torah. And I know we don't have the regular shiur, and I know we don't have the regular Seder, and I know we're not sitting with our chavrusas, and I know we're not in the Beis Medrash. And like someone shared in the chat yesterday, a picture of of the Mir Yeshiva, of an empty Beis Medrash with one great Adam Gadol sitting and learning Torah. And it really hit me. It really hit me in a heavy way. It's a big deal to not have yeshivas open. And it's a big deal to not have regular opportunities to sit with your chavrusa and to sit in front of a Gemara in the regular way. And that's a real challenge. But the avodah of Sfiras HaOmer, to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Satorah, is not just, again, these deep ideas of Chesed and Gvura and Tiferes, whatever any of those things even mean. But it's simply to start preparing ourselves to become B'nai Torah, to be people who learn Torah seriously and appreciate Torah seriously and work on it seriously during these days. So let's understand what it means to make ourselves into a kli to be makabel the Torah. Segulas hayamim ha'elu hi sheyesh lahagbir koach hatov uveikar al yedei limud haTorah behasmada uveiyun uvechazar. Chevra, these are days where we're supposed to what? Where we're supposed to intensify the goodness of our lives. We are not on standby. We are not stuck. We are not waiting for this to be over so we can get back to learning regularly and davening regularly. You have to find a way to make this a geshmak time in your life. And the way that we do that, again on a Sfiras HaOmer level, is by making time to learn. And learning b'hasmada, learning with regularity, learning with effort, not just showing up and, you know, and sitting here and listening to the shir, but thinking and taking notes and asking questions and trying to be a part of it again, even though this format is very difficult. Uvi iyun, and thinking deeply about Torah, contemplating a kasha in Torah. Uvi chazara, reviewing your Torah, picking up your Gemara Avodah Zarah, dusting it off and just learning it. Ulahachlish koach hara, and in doing so, a person suppresses the koach of negativity. Ubeprad beinian hamidos, shelachin sofrim keneged hamidos shiva pam shiva, and to work on one's character development, to try to become a refined human being to receive the Torah. The famous question is asked, why does the Torah not speak more about midos? Right? And the answer that's given by Reb Chaim Vital, whose yahrzeit just was, is that derech eretz kadma l'Torah, that a person without midos is totally not shayach to Kabbalah Satorah. Whereas the Brisker Rav once said, right, the Torah was given to people, not to animals. And if you can't make yourself into a person, then there's no shaychus. You don't have the whole prerequisite for Kabbalah Satorah. So we're working on midos, and we're learning Pirkei Avos this time of the year. Right? We're developing the seven lower sviros, which correspond to our character. Kishiva hu mispar yemei bereishis. Seven are the days of creation. Hainu shemispar zayin romez lahateva. Like we said before, seven represents the natural order of things. V'tzrichim letakin mikodem es kol inyanei hateva. And before I can come to a world order called Torah, which is lamalem en hateva, I have to first refine my physicality, my teva, my nature. Za'ayin pamim za'ayin. Va'achar kach yesh lizkos lichonis l'shar ha'chamishim. And then I can come to week number 8. Then I can enter into that eighth realm, so to speak, of Kabbalah Satorah. Hashar shel Torah shu l'malem e'ateva. Then I can enter into level 8, the eighth week of the Omer. Again, as the Maharal explains many places, the concept of 8 being Torah. L'malem e'ateva. Now, however, here's the mission statement. And please, 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 don't just let the words fall on deaf ears. Try to really think about it. It's both an achrayis and it's a bracha that Hashem is giving you. As you'll see in the last footnote, footnote 8 on the next page. However, this is maybe one of the most important psukim in Kol HaTorah Kula. Hashem is blessing us, is promising us and is commanding us all simultaneously to be a mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. So don't think because you're from Shevet that you're from Shevet Dan or you're from Shevet Yehuda or you're from Shevet Binyamin that you're not part of this mamle. This is a statement to all of Klal Yisrael to be a mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. What does that mean to be a mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh? A kingdom of priests and a holy nation. What does that mean? Ki tachlis haTorah hi shenihye am kadosh. However, we have to be a holy nation. I know it's hard. I know it's not easy, especially when you're lonely, and especially when you're disconnected, and especially when you don't have the regular things of life, and especially when you have all the sorts of anxieties about what's going to be today, and what's going to be tomorrow, and what's going to be with my summer internship, and what's going to be with my graduate school, and what's going to be with my job lined up for next year, and what's going to be with dating, and what's going to be, and what's going to be, and what's going to be, and the list goes on and on. But there's a guarantee of an eternal Bible, the Torah, Kadosha, that tells us, Tiyu mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh, period. Ukedai lahatekan divrei Rabbeinu Yonah b'Sharei Tshuva. Listen to these amazing words of Rabbeinu Yonah in the Sharei Tshuva and Shar Gimel. Va'ata amod v'hizbonein godel chiyuvenu l'kadesh es Hashem. However, think about it. I want you to think about it. I want you to really think about it for a second. As so much of the world is finding all sorts of crazy ways just to pass the time in quarantine. And you woke up this morning and you're sitting here and you're learning Torah. You're learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Think about it in a serious way for a second of what that means. The chiyuv to be kadosh. And to be a kadosh as an individual and to be an am kadosh. Kadoshim tiyu. Right? The pasuk that was said to every member of Klal Yisrael. Ki ikr, says Rabbeinu Yonah, ki ikr ma, shekidshanu Hashem yizbarach betoraso v'mitzvosov. The thing that makes us unique. What is kedushin? When a woman gets married, harei at mekudeshasli. What are you saying? Those of us who are married, what do we say to our wives? Those of us who, Yirtzeh Hashem, will get married. What will we say to our wives? What is that statement of Harei Mikudeshasli? What is Kedusha? What does it mean to be a guy kadosh? Harei ha-mekudesh li means, as Chazal already explained, as the Rishonim explained, harei ha-mekudesh li means you're binding yourself to this woman and she's binding herself to you in a way that is entirely exclusive. An exclusive relationship. She's accepting upon herself to be your wife and you're going to be her husband and she cannot have another husband while she's married to you. It's an exclusive bond. Kedushin means what? Separate. Designated, sanctified, right? An exclusive relationship. So we have to look at ourselves not just as regular human beings during this time. We have to say, on the one hand, yes, there's something universal about what the whole world is going through right now, but there's also something very, very private that a Jew is always going through in our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? The Kedush Mitzvos, separating us to be an Am Kodosh. Look what he writes here. It says Rabbeinu Yonah, Lios lo la'am, to sanctify Hashem, to recognize Him and to have awe in the presence of Hashem, like so many people fail to recognize. So if we're the holy ones, well, that means the same way, listen to the mashal he's going to give here, the same way that when I bring a karban in the Beis HaMikdash, so the vessel that's being used, the service vessel, the kli sharis, the tool that is being used by the kohen, whether it's the pitchforks that he's using, and the shovels that he's using to remove the ashes of the mizbeach, whether it's the kli sharis that he's using to carry the karban mincha, whatever it is, the vessels, the kalim, right? The kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Now you'll say, think about it. We're not talking about the mikdash itself being holy. We're not talking about the kohen being holy. We're talking about the tools, which are a hechatimsa to carry out the avoda. But the tools, the clay shares, have to be holy as well. The kalim need to be holy. It's not just that the kohen has to be in a state of tara. It's that what? It's that the tools that he uses in the Beis HaMikdash also require sanctity. So what does that mean? What does that mean? The kalim need to be holy. So explains Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva. Roi shiyu makdishav kedoshim. Bishagam hakelim sho'ovdim behem lifnei Hashem yizbarach tzrichim liyos kodesh. Chaver, what are our kelim? What does it mean that our kelim need to be holy? It's not just this abstract, be a holy person. Well, my neshama is holy, right? My kelim are my hands. My kelim are my feet. My kelim are my eyes. My kelim are my lips. My kelim are the things that I have. My cell phone is a kli. In the service of Hashem, my computer is a kli. The pen or pencil that I use to write with is a kli. I'm creating an environment where what? Where I'm creating a space of sanctity, filled with things which are different. The way I use the kelim, the way I interact with the world around me, is not just my playground. It's a way of basi lagani, of creating the garden of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And Rabbeinu Yonah brings an amazing raya to this idea. The example that I gave you. The kelim of the Beis HaMikdash have to be what? Have to be purified, have to be sanctified. It's not just, this is the kli. Again, the karban has to be holy, and the kohen has to be holy, and the space needs to be holy. But the shovel that I use to remove ashes, to just clean off the garbage, the holy garbage of the Mizbeach has to be holy? And the answer is yes. That even the shovel needs to be holy. Kol HaKelim, says the Gemara, Yoma Yudbez and Yudbez, Kol HaKelim Sha'asa Moshe, Mishichasa Makdishtan, Mikan Ve'elach Avodasan Mechanchasan. Right? When Moshe made the Kelim, his Mishicha, his sprinkling of the anointing oil made them holy. But Mikan Ve'elach, from that point forward, the avoda, using a kli for the avoda, being mechanechit, using it, bringing it into the service, that act itself made it holy. And when the kli is holy, when the vessel is holy, then what you place into it becomes holy. Right? When I place flour into a kli shares, it becomes sanctified through the process of making contact with a holy kli. So, Chevra, what are we saying here? What we're saying is the whole avoda of these 7 weeks is really to make ourselves a kli to be mekabel the Torah. I want to be that kli. As the Gemara says in Zvachim, right? Klei halach mekadshin asalach. A kli that's used for liquids is mekadesh liquids, and a kli that's used for solids is mekadesh solids. Right? Meaning, if I have the right vessel, if I have the right kli, it would be hard to serve soup on a plate. The same way it would be hard to eat soup with a fork. Right? There's a right type of kli for the right type of liquid, or for the right type of solid, for the right type of food. So the same thing is true in a spiritual sense, both in terms of the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash and the kalim of our lives. In other words, I want to have an arm that is aligned with the Ratzon HaBorei, and I want to have a lips and a tongue and speech that is the type of speech that is aligned with the Ratzon HaBorei. Ukumokin, and since, by the way, this is the main, the lips, the peh, is the main kli sharis when it comes to Torah, because how do we do Torah? We speak Torah. We learn Torah. We talk Torah, right? So therefore, it's not by chance that Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died because of perhaps a lack of ability to communicate properly. And it's not by chance that we learn Tazria Metzora and we think about a Baal Lashon Hara and the severity of Lashon Hara in these weeks preparing for Kabbalah Satorah. We're fixing our Kalim B'Kalim Shonim. We're preparing our body for Kabbalah Satorah. Ukamokim B'nei Yisrael Shetafkidam U'lakadeshim Shemayim. So B'nei Yisrael, right? We are the ultimate service vessel, says Rav Gedalia Shor. Tzrichim lahem lios kedoshim, v'lezeh nasan lanu Hashem Yisbarach es torasov ves mitzvosov kedei lekadshenu. When I learn Torah, again, it's an ironic reality that I study Torah as a way of preparing myself to be worthy of Kabbalah Satorah. I live the Torah in order to be worthy of once again receiving the Torah. I have it. I got it right here. Here you go. Stone Chumash. I got the whole thing right here. What do you mean I'm preparing for Kabbalah Satorah to receive the Torah? What does that even mean? And the way to prepare is, by the way, he's saying, through refining myself through the study of Torah and through character development in line with the Midos HaTorah and fulfilling the Mitzvah HaTorah. So what does that mean? But what it means is I want to be a better vessel. I want to be a Kli that's able to become bigger and able to receive more. That I'm not like a plate that's trying to, you know, being used to serve soup, because that's an unnatural fit. I want to be a bowl to serve soup. And I want to be the right type of, kli. I want to be the right type of vessel to makabel the sanctity of the Torah and its mitzvos and the Dvar Hashem. So again, ukamokin b'nei Yisrael tafkidam hu lekadeshim shemayim. So if we are supposed to be the ultimate carriers of Torah, Torah is supposed to exist not just alongside us, but within us. Tzrichim heim lios kedoshim. V'lezeh nasan lanu Hashem Yisbarach es torasov ves mitzvosov kedei lekadshenu. We'd become that service vessel to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. And Rabbeinu Yonah concludes with the pasuk from Jamie's Bar Mitzvah Parsha. Parsha Samor. What does it say? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, like the pasuk says, Kamo Shenemar, Vayikra Perachav Bez, V'nikdashti Besoch B'nai Yisrael. Besoch doesn't just mean amongst B'nai Yisrael, but it means within B'nai Yisrael. V'shachanti Besocha. I want my Kedusha to be placed within B'nai Yisrael. Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. Hainu, Shekedei Lekayim Mitzvahs Kiddush Hashem. Tzrichim B'nai Yisrael Yos Kedoshim Ba'atzam. Chavra, it's so important. It's so, so important. We can't just lump ourselves in with the rest of the world and call it endemic. And, you know, now it's we've leveled the playing field. We're all the same. We're not all the same. We're an Am Kadosh. We're Mamachas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. We have a different way of functioning when there's such an uncertainty in the world. We have a clarity. We have a Torah. We have a eternal wisdom to guide us through this process. And again, even though it's harder maybe than ever to cling to it, because we feel so out of sync with ourselves. So this idea from Rabbeinu Yonah, be a kli, be that kli sharis, that came out of the mouth of one of the holiest, one of the greatest of our Rishonim. That when we accept this mission upon ourselves, we become that kli to mekadeshim shemayim. Ki roi shiu magadish of kedoshim. Again, it's a little bit of a catch-22. You have to be holy in order to be worthy of receiving the holiness of Torah. But how do I become holy? How do I make myself into the Kli? Through Torah. So I'm using Torah to fashion a Kli to receive Torah. But again, there's Madregos, and there's Madregos, and there's Madregos. I want to make a bigger and bigger Kli. V'lo shayach kedusha kiyum al yedei Torah v'amitzvos. Right? I can only get to kedusha through Torah and mitzvos. V'lachein pasach HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'dibur anochi Hashem Elokecha. So how did the Kadosh Baruch Hu begin his speech at Har Sinai? I am Hashem your God. What was Hashem saying? Shedibur zehu aklal shel kol ha-mitzvos. This is the all-encompassing. And we'll learn in Mirtz Hashem some of his shruas pieces. This is the essence of kol ha-Torah kula. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Anyone who's been joining me for the Maharal Shirim knows exactly what I'm talking about. The whole purpose of learning Torah is to develop a relationship with Hashem, the Nosein HaTorah. Vayesod b'chol ha-mitzvos hu lios nikra aleinu shem Hashem. I am Hashem your God. I want to be called by you, Hashem says. I want someone to look at you and to say there's a God in the world. When Rav Baruch Ber, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Kamenitz, came to New York, when he came to New York, you know, close to 100 years ago at this point, Rav Baruch Ber was greeted by the mayor of New York. He was greeted by the mayor of New York, Jimmy Walker, who greeted him in a public ceremony, who gave him the keys to New York City, whatever that means, and he declared Barabbim, he said, this man, Rav Baruch Ber, Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Baruch Ber, unbelievable to think that the world of Rav Chaim Brisker's Torah through the world of Rav Baruch Ber, right? the great Gemara Cup, that he would come to New York City and be greeted by the mayor of New York, and the mayor would look at him and say, this man, what did they have in common? Nothing. They had nothing in common. What sugya could they talk about? Nothing. And yet he was able to look at him, and he was able to say, this man is proof that there's a God in this world. He looked at a refined Rosh Yeshiva, and he said, this man is proof that Darwin was wrong, that man does not come from monkeys. How could he say such a thing? What do they have? What shaykhs did he have to Rav Baruch Ber? What, they sat there talking about Rav Chaim Soloveitchik's methodology of studying a Rambam? What did they talk about? What was there for them to talk about? And the answer is, he looked at him and he saw this person is radiating a word called Kedusha, sanctity, holiness. And that's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants that the world should look at us and say, ah, this is an Am Kadosh. Look at this Medrash. He quotes the Medrash in Shemos Rabbah. Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, in the name of God Himself, Amar Le'a Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Eloka Alni Al Kol Bayolam. It's true that I am the God of the whole world, and I can overturn the entire world if I want, with one little virus. Avolo Yechadati Shemi Ela Aleichem. But as much as I'm the God of the whole world, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I'm your God. And the way that I manifest my presence amongst you has to be different. I'm more your God. Of course I'm the God of the world, the creator of all. But Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I want to be, the way that I distinguish my name, the Kedushin, again, the distinct relationship between husband and wife, Harei Mekudeshesli, that's only by Klal Yisrael. Uvishah Sha'anu, last page. Uvishah Sha'anu Sofim, Umitzapim Liyo Matan Torah Seinu. So when we count down these days, or count up these days, to Kabbalah Satorah, Az Avodahi Lahachin Atzmenu Liyos Mamleches Kohanim, to become a Mamleches Kohanim. However, what does the word even mean? I'm not a Kohen. I'm Moshe Tzvi, I'm a Yisrael. And most of the people in our group right now are Yisraelim. So what does it mean, Mamleches Kohanim? Does it mean, like the Baal HaTurim says, that in the future we're all going to become Kohanim? It's a strange idea, the Baal HaTurim and Parshas Yisro. What does it mean right now? What does it mean right now for Reuven and for Jeremy and for Max and for Yehuda and for Albert and Noah? What does it mean for Yoni? What does it mean right now for Shoval to be part of a Mamleches Kohanim? What does that mean? Rashi translates the words Kohanim as Sarim. What is a Sar? A Sar could be an officer. The word Sarim has a certain level of chashivas to it. A Sar doesn't usually just mean like a low-ranking soldier. A Sar has an implication of being a person who has a certain shaykhis to the melech, a person who is a high-ranking, maybe cabinet member or government official, right? But it also has a pashtus to it. A pashtus of being an eved. A sar, a worker. A sar means a worker. A person who has a job and he understands the significance of his job and he carries it out with pride. So mamlechas kohanim means to be a sarim, to be oivdim, to be workers, to be an eved Hashem. The greatest praise Moshe Rabbeinu was given is that he's called an eved Hashem. At the very end of the Torah, Moshe is called an eved Hashem. V'yesh lefarish sarim, shina sarim al atzmeinu. What does it mean to be a sar? It means to be an officer. It means to be a person of authority. But first and foremost, to take what? Responsibility? To impose rules upon ourselves. To have standards. Forget communal standards. Forget government standards. How about personal standards? What are your personal standards? What do you expect of yourself? What are your goals? What are the things that you're struggling with? And what are the things I don't do? I just don't do that. That's not something I do. As a yid, I don't do that. Period. What are your personal madregos that you've established for yourself? Look at footnote 8. He writes, Yesh beiz kavanos bepasuk. There are two intentions of this pasuk. One is mamlechas kohanim is a promise. Haftacha hi shiyu sarim v'am kadosh, right? Like kadoshim tiyu. Is kadoshim tiyu a command, or is kadoshim tiyu a promise? You will be holy, or you should be holy. As the Sfas Emes explains it over there, the Sfas Emes says the same thing over here. Mamlechas kohanim, is that an obligation, or is that a haftacha? Is that a promise? And the answer is yes and yes. It's a haftacha. It's a promise. Shiyu asar bam kadosh, that we will be recognized as the leaders of the world, that we will be a holy nation. But it's also beis shiyakablu al atzmam, ol zel lios kohanim sarim. It's a responsibility. It's a yoke. It's a burden. It's a responsibility that we take upon ourselves to be a guy kadosh, to make ourselves into that guy kadosh. Or as the Sfas Emes writes in Parshas Yisro, Shenemar ha-parsha b'lashon echad, even though the parsha was said once, if you look in Rashi, we know that it was said to the women in one way and it was understood by the men in a different way. It was understood by the women with gentle speech, and it was said to the men much more firm. Right? Ko somar l'beis Yaakov v'togeid l'bnei Yisrael. Hashem only said it once. What do you mean, kosomar lebeis Yaakov, which is the women? Amira is a lashon raka. It's much more gentle. Visageid lebnei Yisrael. But say it's strong to the men. Was it said gently? Was it said strong? And the answer is, achaz diber elokim, shtayim zu shamati. Hashem said it once, but it was understood in two different ways. The women, hanashim hevinu oso kipisui. The women understood it as appeasement, as comforting words, as encouragement, as Rashi says, like I just said, lashon raka, gentle speech. But to the men, it was dvarim koshin kegidin. It was a firm commitment. Shem evinim eze kabbalas ol yesh kan. What the Sfas Emes is saying, that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something which on the one hand is a word of encouragement. It's Hashem saying, it's going to be this way. Kedosh tiyu, you will be holy. Mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh. It's a reality that has to be. And at the same time, as the Kodesh Baruch Hu is stroking your cheek, he's also giving you a patch on the face and he's saying, I'm giving you a job. I'm telling you your mission statement. I'm telling you what's expected of you. It's a responsibility. It's a kabbalas ol. Be mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh. Be a sar. Be an officer who works hard. Who says, sir, yes, sir. When the officer tells you, when the general tells you to do something, the response is, sir, yes, sir. And you stand at attention. And you take your job seriously. So says the Sfas Emes, it's both. It's both. Lios am kadosh, kmo she'arachnu v'bir ha-musag shel kedusha, as I explained in Parshas Kedoshim. The concept of kedusha, again, it's twofold. Kedei she'biyosenu kedoshim nuchal l'kadeshim shemayim. Again, we have to be an am kadosh in order to be able to be mekadeshim shemayim. And again, it's the cyclical process of take Torah seriously, to make yourself into a kli, to receive more Torah, and with that new Torah, I can then reinvent myself and become a bigger kli and receive more Torah. And over the course of an entire lifetime, it's just about breaking a kli to make a bigger kli, breaking a kli to make a bigger kli. Concludes Rav Gedalia Shor. Uvesirasa omer yesh din shel tamimos. Chevra, all we have to do is open up a chumash, and we're supposed to count 7 complete weeks. This is the week of what? Teferes. Teferes is the mid of Yaakov Avinu, the Ish Tam. What does it mean to be Tamim? Tamim means to be pure. It means to be wholesome. It means to be innocent. It means to be consistent. V'lachein sofrim b'tchilas halayla. We try to count Sfiras HaOmer at the beginning of the night. Last night was the latest night that I counted Sfira. I didn't daven Maariv till after 10 o'clock. It was like the first night of Sfira that I didn't. But you're supposed to try to daven Maariv at the earliest time. I was on a Zoom Shiva call for 2 hours last night, so I wasn't able to. Okay, as soon as I could, I did. Right? But you're supposed to try to make the days full, which means what? That as soon as, the 18th day of the Omer is eligible to be counted, at the beginning of the night, you should count it. Why? Because I want each day to be a full day. And the day, so to speak, starts from when I count the Omer. So what does that mean, Tamimus? Right? What's the idea? Is it just manifest itself in Halacha? We should try to count Sfiras HaOmer at an earlier time? Lachain sofrim b'tchilas halayla. We count the beginning of the night. Is that what the whole thing's about? What is Tamimus? V'zeh balu lamdeinu l'natzel es hazman v'shalo la'abed afrega. Chevra, you've probably been wasting more time now in these last couple of weeks than you have in years, right? And I'm not saying that to be critical. I'm just saying it's really hard. It's hard to use my time well during these strange days. But the avoda of Sfiras HaOmer is to make your moments count, is to make your days full, tamimos, wholesome, like Yaakov Avinu. Ki lo achshav emasai. Because as we know from Pirkei Avos, if not now, when? How many times have you complained, I wish I had more free time? And now you have so much free time, you don't know what to do with it. Right? So Hashem is saying to you, no. So I gave you all this free time. No. What are you doing? What skill are you developing? At least develop a new skill, a hobby. Explore an area of Torah that you never explored before. Right? Or learn something about the world that you never learned before. You have so much time to think, and so much time to read, and so much time to just. You could also, waste the time just watching one movie after the next. So, Hashem is giving you a gift right now. It's a hard gift, but it's a gift. And these are days of Tamimos. If not now, when? When will you ever have a Gimel Iyar Tafshin Pei again, if not today? When will you ever have an April 27th, 2020, ever again, if not right now? V'omer b'shem Rabbi Saul Salanter, the founder of the Musar movement, famously said, they asked Rabbi Saul Salanter, if a person only has a half hour to learn, what should he learn? Should he learn Musar at that time? Should he learn something else? Rabbi Saul Salanter, the founder of the Musar movement, right? Rabbi Saul Salanter said, you should learn Musar. You know why? Because when you study Musar, yira al yedei limura Musar, kamochoshev hu kiyama mitzvos, because when you study Musar, you'll say, mitzvos are really important. And being a good Jew is something that I'm thinking about. It's really important. And learning Torah, Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam, is really, really important. Umemela kvar yimsa od zman lilmod. Said Rabbi Saul Salanter, when I spend a half hour learning Musar, I'll realize that, I actually have a lot more than a half hour in my day to learn Torah. When I thought my day was so busy and it was so full and I have all these excuses, right? Like it says in Pirkei Avos, Al tomer l'kasha efna eshna. Don't say that when I have free time, I'll learn. Because Shema lo tipana, because you'll never have free time. Rabbi Saul Salanter said, sit down and make a calculation of how many hours of movies you've watched since coronavirus started, and make a calculation how many hours of Torah you've learned since coronavirus started. And think about how much time I spent learning and saying Tehillim versus how much time I spent, perusing YouTube videos. And make a cheshbon and do a little cheshbon and nefesh, learn a little musar, and you'll realize, I could do better. I could do more. My days can be more tamim, could be more full, and could be more wholesome. Havan is chazik b'yom elu l'kayim ashenem or tamimos tiyana. Chevra, this is not a var. These are two words from the eternal word of Hashem. That Shavuos, the days of Shavuot, of counting, these weeks, are Tamimos Tiyana, are wholesome weeks. Tamimos, they have to be full. We have to make them as meaningful and as purposeful as we can. Again, Mamlechas Kohanim, to be officers who take our job seriously. Shalo leilech batel. Not to waste these days, not to waste this opportunity. Ki kol rega v'rega hu chelek mitmimas hayom. Because every second of the day is part of, again, that package called the day. It's part of the yom. V'ovrim b'shem ha'arizal. Ki kamosha adam hu b'yamei sfiras ha'omer. Kein hu b'chol ha'shana. I know it sounds like the Arizal says this about everything. The Arizal says, based on your Rosh Hashanah, that's going to be your year. And the Arizal says, what your Pesach Seder looks like, that's going to be your year. But the Arizal also said, what your Sfiras HaOmer looks like, that's going to be your year. These are the days to prepare for Kabbalah Satorah. And whatever we're going to bring down on Shavuos is going to be our relationship with Torah, and by extension, our relationship with Hashem. V'yam yamam eilu yiyu tamimos b'Torah v'avoda zu tefillah. If I fill these days with Torah and the Avoda, which of course is primarily the Avoda of Tefillah, Nizke Lalos Lashara Chamishim B'yom Matan Torah Seinu, then we can come to day 50 of the count, and we can really enter into that world of level 50. Ulatzlacha B'avoda Seinu B'Torah U'B'Tefillah L'Chol Hashana Kula Amen Kein Yehi Ratzon. Okay, so we should be Zocha again to accept the responsibility of everything we've learned. But also, again, it's a bracha that's being given to us. It's a havtacha. You are a mamleches kohanim. You are part of a goy kadosh. Kedoshim to you is a responsibility, but it's also a reality. And we have to just work a little bit to fashion that kli to allow ourselves to receive the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give each and every one of us on Shavuos.